Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, communication, and information to active duty military, veterans, patriots, and Americans. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. I'm here as your host. You're on board our ship, and joining me, the beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo, our executive director, and my partner in communication and information.
Good morning, good morning. Dallas-Fort Worth, our flagship station here, KBDT 1160 AM. It is a very, very, very chilly Saturday morning here.
It ain't nothing compared to if you lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, or Milwaukee. I mean, really, it's tough.
And before we get started, we know that our counterpart, Mr. Ron Abrams, will be here momentarily. But we've got to do a quick shout out to one of the most important members of our team, Mr. Phil Brown. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And I hope you have many, many more while you're sitting there pushing the buttons for us. Good morning, Phil.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, right. We can.
Well, thank you.
All right. This is a special day as far as I'm concerned. We have U.S. Army veteran Claudette Esmeralda. Good morning, beautiful ladies all around me. I got it made, man.
Well, thank
good,
you so
morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. And we've got these things called mics in the house. It's not like just sitting around having coffee together, right? You got to look at this equipment. So we're going to have you get as close to the mic as you can and join us this morning. We are so excited to have you in with us. It's been a while since Ron's brought you back. And we've got an amazing journey of a story to hear from you from how you chose to go into service, and then on your transition plan to become an author.
Yes, yes. So I'm excited to tell it.
Yeah, well, tell us about first, you know, being a woman and being in the military.
Well, okay. I got to get used to this. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. That's paramount. Thank you so much. Secondly, as far as being a woman and joining the military, I actually joined the military by circumstance and coincidence. My brother was supposed to go into the Army, but the recruiter came one day and I started asking him questions about it. And so that's how I needed money for college. And so at first I went into the reserves. And so then when I actually came out of the reserves, out of, you know, basic training in AIT, then I came home. And then pretty much when I came home, I didn't have a home to come home to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my mom was in the hospital. My brother was incarcerated. And so I had to make a decision. And so, actually, you know, everyone thinks the drill sergeants are bad guys and girls, but I called my drill sergeant back, and he helped me go through all of the procedures to go back in to be active. And so that started my journey. And being in the military, I was so excited about seeing the females with rank on their collar and everything. That just excited me to see women in leadership positions, because I really hadn't seen that growing up. And so it just really excited me. And I, every time I saw one, I would glean off of them and say, that's who I want to be. I want to be like her. And I don't want to do those. I had male mentors and everything, but the female soldiers in leadership really, really inspired me. Really inspired me to be what I became.
Claudia, I think it's so important for us, especially younger women, to hear that the military served as your second family and environment for mentorship. You know, we hear so many things about the military, but I don't know that we hear that as much from the female side. So thank you so much for sharing that has been your experience.
Esmeralda, you're talking about how these women inspired you. In your book, Leah Is Seen, I can't wait to read it, is an inspiring book about a little girl and being an individual. Did the people you met with in the military, did the people you serve with inspire you to be an author and go this direction with this book?
Well, sort of, because I learned that early on in the military, it's what I learned at Fort Campbell, you know, that their motto is train the trainer to be trained. And so there's always someone above you pouring into you. And so you should be pouring into someone below you who's subordinate to you.
So true. So
you train the trainer. So you're always in that paradigm. So basically, even though I retired from the Army's still in me. So I'm always trying to share what I've learned, shared my mistakes so no one else will make them. And so, but so the book has that element in it because that's, you know, that's part of me. So what's in you is going to come out. Leah's Scene is basically a little, a story of my life turned into a child's book to inspire young children and adults if they read it. So that's where that came from. So it's the first book of a series of seven books, and it's about a little girl who's unsure of herself, but she's very resilient. She's very resilient. So it's a lesson in never giving up. It's a lesson in self-awareness, self-identity, anti-bullying, and it also gives you a chance, if you're reading to a child, it gives you a chance to dialogue with the child, because there's questions throughout the book.
Clonette, one of the things you made a statement which really resonated with me, and a lot of people who have not been active duty military or grew up in the military don't really understand this. Now, you said train the trainer. One of the things I found was as I went through the Navy's educational system, they had actually trained the trainers. They had worked with the University of Tennessee, for instance, to build programs to make sure that our instructors knew how to instruct. What was your job in the Army, if I may ask?
I was a 92 Alpha, which is a logistician, a logistician. And so basically I did my training at Fort Lee, Virginia. And so pretty much I did everything from being alongside the motor pool, alongside the mechanics, the MPs, because we're considered support. So I was work with the engineers, I work with Air Force, Navy, Marines, you know, even work with federal government employees because of being a logistician.
How many years did you stay in?
I stayed almost 24 years.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
You don't look
retired.
That old.
I know.
Thank you, Jim. I'll pay you later.
I just want to buy a copy of your book. I think it's so important because I think people need to know how the military teaches leadership and teaches people to be self-reliant. And that's really kind of what your book is all about.
Right.
Claudette, talk about your transition after retiring from the service and how you found yourself into becoming an author, or as Ron Abrams calls it, authorpreneurship.
Well, just to caveat on that little word, authorpreneurship, right, I was saying, what could I call this? Because I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also an author. So I was like, you know, authorpreneur. And then when I actually put it into the Google, who I think is the smartest man on earth. So I put it in there and I was like, oh, somebody already tagged it. So that's where I got it from, authorpreneur. So you're an author, but you're an entrepreneur because now your business is your book. So, but how I got into becoming an authorpreneur, short answer would be God. I've always loved children's stories. I've always loved to read to children. And so basically I think that kind of sealed my fate. What happened was when I retired, I had all these dreams of grandeur. I had all these interviews and everything to be a logistician. But I had a calling to be a caregiver for my mom. And so I retired 2009. I started being a caregiver for my mom in 2010 to 2013 till she went home to glory. And so then in 2011, while I was talking to her, I met a young guy who had written a children's book. And so one day I feel that it was God, I just started writing my story as a child. And 2011, that's when I started. But I still kind of had that sense in the back of my head that said, I still want to be a logistician. I still want to work for the federal government. But for some reason, no doors open. All doors open. So I had to make a decision. Am I going to keep knocking on closed doors, or I'm going to walk through the door that was open?
Well, and I would assume, you know, that sense of security is in our skill set that we're so familiar with, that we've been receiving a paycheck for so many years, right? And taking those steps into entrepreneurship, whether it's to become an author or, you know, all of a sudden go in a different direction and you're going to own a flower shop or something, it's very scary because guess what? The only person that's responsible for your paycheck is you. So that is very brave of you to follow your dream in a sense.
And I applaud you as well, because as I share with a lot of veterans, sometimes you have to reinvent yourselves. I was just like you. I thought the doors would just swing right open for me, being a veteran and all. But the civilian world, they're not familiar with our world, especially when it comes to the acronyms, the vernacular, all of our nomenclatures, as we used to say in the military, you being a logistician. That's what we're trying to share with veterans at the Texas Veterans Commission. We're trying to let them know that it's okay to reinvent yourself. It's okay to make changes. But more importantly, it's more important to speak to people and to network.
Right. And Ron, I'm so glad that you shared that, because that is one of our main focus is in our mission through Alliance for the Brave, and providing this platform to help the civilian world understand the military world as those servicemen and women transition into our civilian life, and how we can completely capitalize and benefit from all of the training that you all have received in your military service life.
Now, logistics, you've got to be extremely organized. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
So when we come back, I want to talk about how being so well organized, being trained for that, led you to do this, and how you sought out a publisher and how you got organized to be able to make this work. So this is Jim Blythe, and we're here with Claudette Esmeralda. I'm Esmeralda. It's one of those mornings. It's cold.
All right. And during the break, please visit our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com.
So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams. Welcome aboard, Robin Valtudo. And we'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network, right here on Dallas on 1160 AM KBDT.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
At the Nancy Lieberman Charity's Dream Ball, we'll honor legends Julius Erving and Ice Cube.
I'm just looking forward to being a part of something special, this event that Nancy is so passionate about.
The source of that passion is the kids Nancy Lieberman Charities helps by building basketball courts and giving them tools to further their educations. Join our team February 18th at the Bomb Factory for an evening of inspiration and superstars. Purchase a table at nancyliebermancharities.org.
Some clod hit your car, causing an ugly eyesore you can't ignore. But you don't want to have to take weeks making an insurance claim to get it fixed. Now what are you going to do? Drive around in a dented car? No! Call Eye Candy Auto Body. Eye Candy Auto Body will get rid of your scratches and dents without forcing you to use your car insurance. Finally, there's an affordable way to get rid of your sweet rides, door dings, bashed bumpers, scratches, and scrapes. Eye Candy Auto Body. Eye Candy specializes in perfect repairs for all high-end models and sports cars. But they'll fix all problems on all makes and models. No auto body job is too small. Eye Candy Auto Body promises factory perfect repairs every time. Fast completions guaranteed on bumpers, body panels, and other paint related repairs. Got dents? You need Eye Candy. Got dings? You need Eye Candy. Car insurance deductible out of range? You need Eye Candy. Got a teen driver? You really need Eye Candy Auto Body. Make your car perfect again. Call Melody and schedule your free estimate today. 214-924-0959. Eye Candy Auto Body, 1908 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas. 214-924-0959.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You're on board here, and we're talking with the beautiful Miss Claudette Esmeralda. So pour yourself another cup of coffee. And if it's military coffee, make sure you use a stainless steel spoon because anything else will dissolve, right?
Oh my gosh.
Ron, you had you had something you wanted to find. Yeah, her website. Where can we find out more about Claudette?
Yeah, I just didn't want to get too far away from it. Sometimes we can get so much into the subject matter we can forget.
Yeah, and you know, people are tuning in going, okay, where do I find her? Where do I find this book? I want to get it for my children. So, Claudette, why don't you share with us the name of your book series and where people can find you.
Right. My website is weakemerald.com. Weak Emerald, W-E-A-K, Emerald, .com. And so I'm trying a new thing my daughter told me to do, which is Twitter. And so Twitter is at Weak Emerald.
Very good. Just think, you could do a whole lot better job than certain senior executives I know that are doing that.
I don't know.
That was a joke. Thank you for laughing. Now, I appreciate that.
If you may, explain to our audience what Weak Emerald stands for.
Well, I'm one of those people that always has to know the meaning of words. And so because I was that little Leah in the book who was unsure of herself, I always started out looking what my name meant. And at first I was like, oh, Claudette means weak. And then I said Esmeralda, and Esmeralda meant emerald. And so I said, well, what better to turn things around and go full circle and turn the negative into a positive? And that's what I named my company.
Very good.
Was Weak Emerald. And so really, actually, when you actually look into the Word of God, you know, I'm weak when he is strong. So it's for me to be weak. And then I'm the female, so I'm the weakest. But I'm considered the weaker, but that doesn't mean that I am not strong.
I thought women were the stronger of all.
I just said that. Just because it says the weaker, it doesn't necessarily mean, when you go into the Greek and Hebrew, it doesn't mean that I'm weaker.
Somebody Amen. Must have gone to seminary.
No.
How cool is that?
Yeah, didn't go to seminary school.
Read the last few verses of Habakkuk, and you have got it going. I'd like to change your deal a little bit, though, because to me, Claudette is French. French is very beautiful, very spicy, very original, very creative. And my favorite stone is the emerald, especially if you can ever find one from the Kirani River in Venezuela. They're absolutely brilliant. So I'd like to think of you more as the creative, brilliant one. What do you think of that?
I receive it.
Okay.
There we go.
So
Esmeralda, Esmeralda.
You're fine.
I just love that name. Claudette, let's get back to talking about your journey into entrepreneurship. And were there any mistakes along the way? Did you have mentors as you opened that door of opportunity?
I had mentors. I had mentors that I knew, and I had mentors that I didn't know, because I believe in what we're taught in the Army is that you're always learning. And so I was always asking questions, always from people who had done it, people who were doing it, and experts in certain fields during the process. And so, yes, I did make a lot of mistakes, but I learned from them. I learned from them to be able to tell people, don't do that. Don't do that. So, yes, but it took faith during the journey. During my journey, too, in order to do this.
What were some of the lessons What were some of the lessons that you've learned along the way that you would share to others who are contemplating being an author?
Well, the first thing I would say is do your research.
Okay, and on that note, we'll hold it till the next segment, Jim.
I tell you what, let's come back and find out more about how you can become an author, how you can change your life by reliving your life. I think that's a great thing. I'm so thrilled to see Ron Abrams this morning. You look
Thank
so
you,
super.
Sir. Thank
and
you.
And the beautiful, beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo. She is the director of this little bit of organization. And I am I'm the undirector of this.
I don't know where you're going with that, Jim. You're so funny.
But we are so thrilled to be here with you this morning on the air with 1160 AM KBDT around the world. on Alliance for the Brave with the Armed Forces Radio Network. We'll be right back after these words from our great partners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker tells the House Judiciary Committee he made no promises to the White House about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
In no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
Committee Democrats hounded Whitaker. New York's Hakeem Jeffries questioned his abilities.
We're all trying to figure out, who are you, where did you come from, and how the heck did you become the head of the Department of Justice?
Congressional bargainers continue their effort toward a border security deal amid indications the White House is preparing to accept a bipartisan deal that would give President Trump much less money than he wants for a border wall. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
He does want a border wall. He does want border security. He wants to protect the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer, it comes out like new? Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Issues with your car or need service? When I do, I drive right down to Auto Pros in Addison. Hi, I'm JP of JP, Kathy, and the crew. Auto Pros is a locally owned and operated full-service shop with low labor rates. Chris and his team at Auto Pros can service all domestic, European, and Asian import vehicles. They have over 50 years of under-the-hood experience and will treat you right. They focus on fixing your concerns, not selling you something you don't need. Stop paying dealer rates after your car is out of warranty. Go see Auto Pros at AutoProsAddison.com or call 972-243-4070.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Worried about your retirement?
A lot of people think of retirement and dealing with money kind of like math. It just blows their mind. Their retirement money is often the largest sum of money they'll ever have. There are no do-overs with their retirement. We need a good roadmap for their money to maybe last them 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. I'm Brad Weddle, the Texas Money Manager.
Contact Brad Weddle at 972-613-2525, the Texas Money Manager.
Ask the experts. Weekends on 1160 AM, KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
We're back with you, having a great, beautiful, cold morning. Robin, I want to thank you for bringing the little sugar cakes for Phil's birthday. That's great. So we got a sugar high, a coffee high, and I'm really high talking to Claudette Emerald. What a great morning being around family and friends. You just couldn't ask for more.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I want to get to this very quickly because we have a lot of veterans that are listening and they are thinking about writing books, even if it's a memoir or a journal. But by way of publishing, what advice could you give veterans who are looking to go that route?
Well, as I was talking to Jim earlier, the first thing you need to decide is if you what route you want to take. Do you want to try and go traditional or do you want to be an indie author? An indie author is what I am. And if you are an indie author, do you want to go through a self-publishing company or do you want to do the work yourself?
And indie is meaning independent?
Independent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for those that are tuning in that aren't quite sure what the difference is, the benefits of each, you've experienced this and you chose to go independent and share why.
Well, the first difference is money. If you go through a traditional author, they put money up front to do all the marketing, strategizing, everything. So you're just, you know, you are the actual person on the front of the book, but you don't spend your money. They spend their money. That's traditional publishing. But for the most part, you have to have an agent to get you in the door. You have to have an agent. Now, to be self-published, an indie author, you can go through a self-publishing company, and some of them give you anywhere from 50% of 50% of saying what you want and what you don't want, and some of them you don't. But you still have to have money. If you go like me, where you actually became your own publisher, then you are footing the bill 100% unless you turn into a pip from Great Expectations. And you got a benefactor.
Okay.
And during the break, you know, Claudette, during the break, you were sharing such great information about your journey and choosing to self-publish and how many times it took you to get the book off the ground.
Right. Actually, through the editing process, I wrote the story in 2011. During the editing process, the illustrations, coming up with money to get it printed, to hire a book designer. Basically, that started from 2011, and the book launched in 2017. So it takes time.
Patience. Patience was your virtue.
And you gained a lot of knowledge so that when you write your second book, which I'm pretty sure you will, you're going to be able to sit at that negotiation table with some empirical evidence and everything.
Exactly.
How to go about it more expediently.
Exactly.
Very good.
And being a proven author, all of a sudden you now become very attractive, not only to the agents, but to the major Simon & Schuster or the major publishing companies. And that's where, when you get that behind you, it explodes. But, you know, a Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Oh, yeah.
He did that. He's self-published. And I talked to him a number of years ago, and he said, hey, I went around with a trunk full of books to book fairs, to communities, to bookstores, and did book signing. And so that's where it really starts. And now you take a look, Chicken Soup for the Soul, probably one of the most well-known little books. And you learned the whole business, kind of like doing your logistics.
Exactly. And so my God, I believe that God uses everything. So we always had to, whenever we were downrange, overseas or what have you, as a logistician, they would say, this is what we need. So we had to find someone to support that need. So basically, this was just right in my territory to be able to find all the people, all the experts that I needed to help me along this journey. And it took faith. And what I do, I use it as an acronym, you know, being military, you know, I can't get away from acronyms. But basically, I call it finding answers in the hunger. I wanted to bring my dream to fruition, and I was hungry. I was hungry about it. And so basically, without having the aid of a traditional publishing company, there was a learning curve. And so I made a lot of good choices. I like to make bad choices, I make mistakes, but I learned from them. And so I realized that faith is the necessary ingredient to build your brand as an entrepreneur. And so I'd like to start off with the F that basically says that I have four things with the F that says that family, you want to share your book and your business with family, your friends, and your frenemies, and you want to share it on Facebook. You want to make sure you on Facebook. What I did not do is now I've learned since I've going through it. Before your book comes out, you need to post it out there 30 to 60 days prior to get pre-orders, to let people know this is out here, this is coming, and this is where you can purchase it at.
And to really very idealistically understand your audience that you're trying to capture through your book series. And for you, what is that audience? Is it parents? Is it a certain age group of children?
What I will say, when I go get down to the H, I'll bring that up to the F right now, but you have to have what I called a hemispheric attitude. You need to, with your book, you may have an idea that your book is for children who are in a certain demographic, but when you start selling your book, that's the reason why you put it on Facebook 30, 60 days, you're going to realize that not only that demographic is interested in your book, it the spectrum broadens. So you have to, so you're looking for left and right brain thinkers. So that's why you do that 30 to 60 days out prior to.
That's fascinating to me. Now, I've done both. I self-published, and I did a book that was strictly for teenage boys coming out of half Texas prison system. Then I've done a book for seniors, which I worked through Zulon. So I never had the time nor the inclination to go the route you on. I did my books for a different reason. And yet one of the most important things you can do for your career is be a published author. One of the most important things you can do is have that book to give to people because it makes all the difference in the world. It raises and elevates your image in the community. It raises and elevates your image when you're talking with a client or customer or some people that you want to interact with. So this is a very, very important thing to enhancing somebody's career, no matter what they do.
I like to know your approach when it comes to the frenemy, though, because that – a lot of people don't think about that, but they can help you. There's ways of them helping you in your endeavors. But what would be the best approach to your frenemies?
Well, first of all, a lot of people don't want to believe this, but you have enemies in the guise of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they may purchase your product. They're going to purchase your product to first see how good it is or how bad it is.
Okay. That makes sense.
And so, but if they happen to feel that it's good, who better to say your book is good but your frenemy?
Advertising
so
for you.
You can't be afraid of.
Here we go.
You can't be afraid of what the frenemy might say, not being honest.
Right.
Okay.
And so you can't look at it as that it's criticism. You have to look at it as constructive criticism.
And it's publicity, right?
It's publicity.
Don't they say all publicity is good publicity?
Exactly. Mm. So you have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there. And so leaning on to the A in faith and finding answers in the hunger, you need to You need to align yourself with professionals and experts in the field. I know as Army, Navy, Airmen, Marine veterans, we think that we are all of that in a bag of chips. But if you have not, if you are not an editor, don't edit your book. Don't find all of these experts in those areas to help you be successful. Make yourself available for contact and inquiries, email, phone, website, etc. You need to be accessible for partnering, because sometimes your book may be a segue to somebody else's book, and then you can sit down at like a book festival, whatever, and the two books tie into each other. So you don't always let it be about you. Let it be about the book. Be about the book.
Great advice.
And the most important thing is accepting advice and warnings, because people who have been there, or didn't do too well, because there are a lot of authors, their first book, they make no money. But then when they wrote their second or third book, they became famous. Then they brought their first book and put it back on the shelf, and people knew their name and their brand, and they bought it. So that's what you have to do that. And you have to be adventurous enough to step outside of yourself. Now, I know you hear me talking and everything, but really, actually, I'm an introvert. But I have extrovert tendencies, and thanks to the Army for that. So I have to step outside of myself when I go to book festivals and I'm trying to sell my book.
And for those of you that are just tuning in and wondering, who is this fabulous woman? I can relate to her. We are visiting with Army retired author Claudette Esmeralda with a book series. What is the name of the book series? Because the book we're talking about today is Leah Is Seen.
The book series is called Leah Praise Series.
Leah Praise. And there are seven books in the series.
This is the first one. The second one will be Leah Finds Peace. This one you find out about Leah at school. The second book, Leah Finds Peace, is you'll find out about her struggles at home.
Well, I love the book series for children. So parents tuning in, what a great gift for your child. And what is the website that people can go to purchase your book?
WeakEmerald.com, and that's WEAKEmerald.com.
One of the things that I'm seeing here that I really, really like, and would like to put this thought out, you basically understand the adage, stories sell, facts tell. So you're using a story about a little girl, Leah, to tell some phenomenal facts. And that sticks in everybody's memory. People can relate to that. People can associate with that. You could be a PhD in child psychology and write a fact book here, how to, and it would not have near the appeal, as that's the word I'm trying to find, as a children's book like this that's more of a universal appeal.
Right. Basically, Leah is based on my story as a young little girl. And that actually, the story in the book is what happened to me. But the thing about it is that it's a story about not giving up. When you don't succeed, what do? Do you try again, or do you just stop? And so this is a book about not giving up. It's a book about self-identity, self-awareness, and self-esteem. And then it also has an element in it that says that, what do you do? Do you listen to the sounds of the bully, or do you listen to the sounds of the bully and then you turn it around in your mind and say, I can do this. And then even if the bully is right that you did not do it, what do you do after that? But the thing about it is that what I love about the Army is that there was always someone to encourage you. And someone shows up in Leah's life in the book that encourages her to try again. But then there's dialogue throughout the book. There's questions in there where the adult can dialogue with the child while they're reading the book. And then what is so fascinating, I think, even though it's my book, what is so fascinating is that at the end, because I think our generation has gotten away from creativity and imagination. So yes, at the ending of the book, the child gets to decide the ending.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Very nice.
Now,
I like that.
That's a unique thing. The child being Leah gets to decide the ending. All right.
And there's a coloring book accompanied with that, right?
Yes.
Jim, and actually it's whatever child the parent is reading it to, child gets to decide what the ending is. Is that what your strategy is?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, that's great. What a great strategy to keep the child engaged.
All right. I hear the music, so I tell you what let's do. Let's come back after a few words from our partners and wrap this up and get your final thoughts. Robin, you had a couple of plugs real
quick. Please visit our website at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Get all the information on some upcoming events, the Dream Ball Gala. And then when we come back, we're going to tell you about some job fairs coming up very soon for all the veterans and their spouses out there.
It's Jim and Robin and Ron, the dynamic trio, bringing you information around the world. We'll be right back after all of these words.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You know, living in Texas in the winter ain't so bad, unless you're a car, minivan, pickup, or SUV. Sometimes the battery decides to give up about this time of year, or whenever you need it most. You never know. And when your vehicle does start, some poor fool runs into it. Or it hails and makes the sheet metal on your nice rig look like a miniature moonscape. Or it gets vandalized, or something's going to happen to our vehicle, and we all know it. Lucky for us, there's Dallas Paint and Body. Dallas Paint and Body knows how to handle your insurance claim the right way. They have a 24-hour wrecker service on call 7 days and nights a week. Dallas Paint and Body is bonded and insured, and your vehicle is stored securely the whole time they have it. And they'll even arrange for a courtesy car while you're waiting for repairs. And when it comes to body work, ooh-wee, top-notch. Interiors, too, with special price breaks for veterans and seniors. They support the Dallas Fire Department Association at Dallas Paint and Body. And when you need them, call 214-948-0071. That's 214-948-0071. Dallas Paint and Body.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's
800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And we're back. We're back. Thank you for tuning in to today's program. Great and exciting guest on today's show, Claudette Esmeralda, who is a not only a veteran, she
Army
didn't mention
retired,
this before. Army retired,
like
former drill sergeant. Yes.
Yes, I was. I was the nicest one.
Well, there we go. And also, I want to let our transitioning veterans know, hiring our heroes is we're going to have a military hiring event. And this will be on March 5th. Starts at 9 a.m., ends at 2. It's at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Now, that address is 4501 Texas Highway 360, which is actually runs up in between Grand Prairie and Arlington. So you don't want to miss that. Bring plenty of resumes. Work on your 30-second interview when you go up to the employer tables. Now, I also want to share with you where Claudette is going to be on February 16th, Oak Cliff Bible Church. It starts at 8:30 a.m. and ends at 12, but she'll be there with her book for a book signing and for you to purchase some books if you would like. A great gift for Valentine's Day as well.
Absolutely. And Claudette, because we only have a couple minutes left, I am so anxious to hear the rest of faith and what that means to you in your journey.
Okay, thank you, Robin. I'm going to move on. I'm going to do this fast. Okay, you want to be idealistic, but you don't want to be unrealistically aiming for perfection. It is a journey. It is a process, and you have to work the process to get to fruition what you're trying to do. You need to make sure that you're interesting. You want to arouse curiosity about your book. You want to identify and know your audience and how to attract it. And if you don't have Instagram, get one. Get one. Because Instagram last year topped Twitter. So, and then you want to make sure, so let's go on to T. You want to always be thankful when someone opens their doors for you to do a book signing or whatever. You always want to be thankful and gracious. You want to make sure that you align your book with what is trending in real time. You want to be tolerant of constructive criticisms, and you want to talk about your book, and you want to make sure you take risks. Just because you're an indie author, I want to say this right quick. Every state has a book festival. You can submit your book to be a presenter. I took a risk, sent my book to the Louisiana Book Festival, and I was a presenting author there.
Wow.
Presenting author at the Louisiana Book Festival, and that's like 20,000 people that showed up who now knows about my book.
How fantastic.
In Louisiana. So
be proactive.
Yes, yes. And so Twitter, if you don't have a Twitter account, get one. Okay, so... And H, you want to make sure that you hire professionals in the field you want to accomplish. This is vital. You want to stay hungry. You want to stay the course. Do not give up. You want to honor other book authors and honor other books and authors, because you never know who is a journalist. You never know who is a blogger who may like your book. So you want to always be positive, because you're building a brand. Not just you're an author, you're building a brand. And your brand sometime will speak for your book. And so when your book first launches, make sure you have a book signing every month.
Do you enjoy the book readings and signings, Claudette?
Yes, I do. Now, what I want to do to make sure that I pour into you guys, these are some organizations and some support that will help you during the process. It is called Ally. It is Alliance of Independent Authors. That's www.allianceindependentauthors.org. And then you have coming up in July, which is Roaring Lambs Christian Writers Conference. That'll be in July of this year. www.roaringlambs.org.
All right, Claudette, thank you so much. What an honor to have you here. Don't forget, visit her website at weakemerald.com. That's W-E-A-K. Also, guys, quick plug for our VFW friends, District 21 Post 6111. Chili kickoff going on right now out at 1200 West Harris Road in Arlington. Join the fun.
I want to say a quick prayer for our active duty military, for Amen. Our men and women who are basically at peril in land and sea and air. We pray for you and keep you safe. Coming up next, we're going to have some going from child advocacy with CASA, a great organization. We are talking about children today on Alliance for the Brave, and how important is that? So this is Jim Blythe and
Robin Valletudo,
Ron Abrams,
and we're here to serve you.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tweets his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is set for the 27th and 28th of February in Hanoi. He says, quote, I look forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump has gotten a clean bill of health in his annual physical. He underwent his second annual exam, and he spent more than 4 hours at Walter Reed Medical Center. When it was over, White House physician Sean Connolly said the president is in very good health. Specific details, such as the president's weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels, were not released. Last year, the president was advised to lose around 15 pounds. A winter storm is bringing more than a foot of snow to parts of Washington State and Oregon. Meteorologist Richard Vaughn at the Weather Prediction Center says the same storm will drop up to 5 feet of snow on the Sierra Nevadas.
The heaviest precipitation will be occurring northwest California coasts, southwest coastal Oregon, and California, Sierra Nevada, by the time we get into late Saturday through the day Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka says she has zero concern that any of her loved ones will be swept up in the Russia probe. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
In an interview with co-host Abby Huntsman of ABC's The View, Ivanka Trump also says she ignores most of the leaks coming out of the White House.
I, on a personal level, have been the subject of many leaks
that I know not to be true. So I tend not to pay too much attention to leaks and anonymous sourcing.
Do you have any idea who the leakers?
Some of them, yeah. Why are they still there? Some of them are not here.
During the exclusive ABC interview, Ivanka Trump talked about the new Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative that she has been pushing, aimed at empowering women in the developing world. The $50 million fund will be distributed by USAID with a goal of empowering 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Lindsey Buckingham from the band Fleetwood Mac is now suing the band. He was kicked off of the band's new tour right before it started for undisclosed reasons. Fans are now surprised to learn that Buckingham has undergone open-heart surgery. His publicist says the 69-year-old singer-guitarist has damaged vocal cords following the surgery. His doctors say they are still waiting to find out if the damage in his vocal cords are permanent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country and the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's active military, veterans, patriots, and anybody that just wants to listen. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, my partner, who is so great, man, I mean, the guy to go to for employment, Ron Abrams.
I was about to say, okay, what do you really want? What do you need?
Go back to find that salad place we used to go to.
Oh, yeah, lunch. Sweet tomatoes.
No longer in business.
Yeah.
Hey, I am so excited. When I found out we were going to have these guys on and this program on, I was really excited.
Mm-hmm. Returning guests.
Yes, and we're talking about CASA, which is one of, the most important things that goes on in our communities today. It's all about children, and that's important. The court-appointed special advocates, I'd like to welcome today Abdel Castellano and Jaime Hernandez. Welcome, gentlemen. I'm so glad to have you aboard.
Oh, we're glad to be here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's so good to be here.
I mean, this is a blast from the past, right?
Yes. It feels so good to be back in Alliance for the Brave, and especially talking from like a different capacity now for CASA of Tarrant County, for sure.
And Abdel, you've just accomplished a major milestone. You want to share that with the audience?
Yes, I graduated from Texas Christian University with my bachelor's in social work, so I'm a licensed social worker now.
All right.
Yes, I'm really excited.
Now it's just about getting those intern hours in, the supervision hours. Things of that nature.
Well, you know what? I actually got my internship hours through CASA of Tarrant County, and that's actually how I got involved with being a volunteer advocate.
Incredible. Incredible.
I'd like to ask you guys a question, because you've gone down, I think, a really exciting path with your life. What happened to you in the military? What prepared you? What drew you to this kind of social work advocacy for children? I think that's incredible. I think people need to know about that.
What drove me to be a part of CASA of Tarrant County, or at least just become a CASA, is from the military perspective, is the selflessness. We always put the mission readiness and the operation before anything else to try to help others. And when it comes to working with children, it's exactly the same thing. So it was a no-brainer when it was time to sign on and to be a part of this, the purpose of CASA.
Yeah, in my case, I was thinking about this last night. And one of the things that stuck out to me is in the military, you are always prepared to protect. Mm-hmm. And you're prepared to, put your life on the line for somebody else's. And when you do advocacy for children, it's very similar because you're looking after the welfare of children and you're thinking about their welfare and their safety and what they need before you think about what you need.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Jaime, you were a U.S. Air Force veteran.
That's correct.
24 plus years.
That's right.
And where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. And when I was about 23 years old, I said, you know what, I need to do something different. And I went to the U.S. Air Force. This is 1986, so don't date me. And, you know, it was an experience that just changed my life. It was a great experience.
What did you do in the Air Force?
I was, for you Navy guys, was ordnance, but Air Force, we call it weapons systems. But at the end, I was working for NATO and in Europe, did some great things over there, worked with the NATO allies, and it was an amazing experience.
Wow. And Abdel, you and I have been together several times. What was your experience? Where did you grow up?
So I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I lived there till about the age of 14. Then I moved to Texas. And then right after high school at 17, I joined the Navy, spent 8 years. I did a little bit of ordnance, and then I cross-rated into an operations specialist. So I tell people, seeing radar detection, but if they still don't get it, I say it's playing battleship in real life.
Bang. You know, I helped out. My job was being maintenance administration, but I can relate to you guys because I would go up on the flight deck and load ordnance and work with the ordnancemen.
All right.
And, of course, we were loading out for planes to deliver the load in North Vietnam. And so a lot of people don't understand not only how dangerous that is, you're dealing with all kinds of pyrotechnics, explosives, but the weight of that stuff that you're trying to deal with. So you have to really learn how to be a team. That's right. My point. You have to be part of a well-orchestrated team. And I think that's critically important to learn that in the military.
Absolutely. No, being a teamwork is definitely at the top of the list when it comes to being in the Navy, but it also carries over when working with CASA, because as a CASA, you work as a team and you connect with several other parties. You work with Child Protective Services. You work with adoption agencies. You get together with schools. You have supervisors in CASA, and together you try to get the purpose of trying to get this child a home somewhere permanent so they can have this great life.
Yeah, and you now work, Jaime, for CASA, is that correct?
That's right. I'm in staff. I'm one of four child advocacy supervisors. And basically, we are the ones that administer and help the specialists that are dealing with, you know, guys like Abdel. They guide them and guide them through the process when they're contacting law enforcement or they're contacting the lawyers and attorneys and judges and people of that nature that are dealing with this CPS case. Our advocates are the ones that are really contacting all those people, but the supervisors and the specialists are the ones that are guiding that process.
Tell us a little bit more about what CASA is doing. What is your role? Why is CASA? I think that's critically important because when my wife got involved in CASA, and she's an artist, and we started going to CASA events, I was amazed. I didn't even realize this sort of thing existed. Mm-hmm.
So one of the best ways it was described to me when I started training for CASA was you are the eyes and ears of the court, and also you help out Child Protective Services. Child Protective Services has so many cases stacked on top of them. So what we get the opportunity to do is be those eyes and ears for them, and not just them, also these adoption agencies that oversee these children. And we get to go ahead and say, hey, like, this child may need a bed, or this child may need something else, or they're having trouble in school. So we get to raise attention where attention might not be seen, not because it's not falling through the cracks, but because there's so many cases, we get to be that help for the other agencies.
You are basically then the mentor, the parent substitute for that child? Is that a good way to put it, Jaime?
Well, not really. We're like a safety net.
Okay.
Yeah, our job is to, you know, make sure that things that the children need when they are in the care of the state are being done because of what Abdel said. CPS is so overburdened. And I tell you what, I used to work for CPS, and I know what that feels like. And I know all the, you know, the workload that they have. And when you have someone helping you with that workload, it's wonderful. And so our job is to make sure that the children are receiving the services that they need, and ensure that, you know, when they want to say something, children, when they are going through something like trauma, this is a very traumatic experience for them. And so many of them are affected in a way that they cannot communicate. They may not be able to express what's really going on in their lives. And our CASA advocates are trained to help the children and be that voice that they need, so that the services that are required for them to, you know, do well in life are being done for them.
And what ways can organizations, people help out? How can they be of assistance?
Well, there's several ways. We have fundraisers, for example. As a nonprofit, of course, you know that we're always trying to look for ways to bring funds in so that we can do this work. And we have an event coming up here in March. It's a clay shoot. It's a March 29th.
Very good.
And I know that, you know, that our military guys are probably excited about that.
Yeah, my heart just skipped a beat. You know.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to get out my 12-gauge. I love doing stuff like that.
That's right.
Especially when you don't actually kill anything and have to clean it.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have been very successful. This is the third year we're going to be doing this. And the 2 years prior, we had the mayor of Fort Worth come out and shoot with us, and we have lunch. We have two shoots, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and we have, you know, food in between. And so food, you know, shooting
competition.
Wait a minute. Dick Cheney is not invited. Hey guys, I think it's also very important for people to know, for instance, how many children are you working with?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So there's, I'm trying to see the total of the children we have. It's about 5,600. We have 5,630 children that have been confirmed for child abuse and neglect in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge increase from 9% from 2016.
Yeah, in 2018, mm-hmm. it was 5,842. And that's a really sad number. And also, you know, what that means is that when they investigate this, they go into the home and whatnot, and they determine that there has been a victim. That doesn't mean that all those children are going to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
685 were removed last year.
Now, I don't mean to sound insensitive, but mm-hmm. that number, that's raw. That's not repeat offenders. Those are actual raw numbers.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Some of it is repeat, depending on what's going on, because sometimes you have parents that the children are returned, and then something happens, and the children are re-removed. So those numbers are, you know, some are new, some are, you know, re-removals.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know the exact number for that. CPS is the expert on that. But we get those numbers from the state.
Hmm.
And this is, you know, one thing that is kind of encouraging is that the numbers for 2017 were worse than the numbers for 2018. Meaning in 2017, there were 703 children actually removed from the homes. And this past year's 685 is still a horrible number. Because when you think about it, 685 children, that's a whole elementary school.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Let's go some other statistics right quick, because this blew me away that mm-hmm. you guys sent this to me. And by the way, I want to thank Rhonda Agmanon, who is a volunteer. She's with Brandera, Inc. She is the one who coordinated this and set this up, and she's doing marketing for CASA in Fort Worth. And Rhonda, I apologize if I butchered your last name, but it's always tough for me to pronounce that one.
Thank you, Rhonda.
But she sent me some great information, something I never realized, even working with CASA the last few years as artists and understanding it. 21% of the victims are less than 12 months old.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
It is.
That's frightening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. And that has to do with, you know, depending on the situations there. You know, we have this great drug problem in our nation. And so that touches even the children. You know, we talk about the adults and all the problems that those bring. But when you think about, you know, moms using drugs in affecting that child that is in her, but that's something that CPS gets involved once the child is born. That's why you hear those numbers, too.
Well, you mentioned the drugs. What other contributing factors are there to some of the cases that you're seeing out there or majority of the cases?
There's just about everything. When CPS goes and investigates, they're trying to determine if the child was physically abused or they were medically neglected. Neglect is one of the biggest issues, I believe. When you look at the numbers and all that, you see that there's a lot of children that get neglected.
I tell you what, when we come back, I'd like for you guys to tell some stories that would absolutely put in our imagination some of what's going on with these children. So this is Jim Blythe with my shipmate Ron Abrams, who is actually Army, and my
Indeed.
Shipmate Abdel. And welcome, Jaime. What a great opportunity to have you guys advocating and talking about CASA. And I would like to know more about how people can volunteer to start a career path. Right, Ron?
Indeed.
All right. So we're going to be right back after these words from all of our partners. This is Jim Blythe, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave around the world on the USA Radio Network.
Danzinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention. Have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back on board. We're talking about CASA and child advocacy, and how terribly important is that? In my opinion, you can't get more important than the small children and taking care of them. One of the things you guys are here for is to find people who want to be advocates.
Yes, right? Yes. We are definitely in need of advocates, for sure. And one of the things we feel is really great is the fact that a veteran makes a great advocate if they want to jump on board. I mean, the fact that we are so mission-oriented and attention to detail really pays off in these cases, for sure. The drive, the minute you get the case, it's very similar like when you get the mission in the military. You know that you've got to see this through all the way and you got to try to get to the goal. So I think it'd be great. And especially now we're in a real big need for men. We definitely need men to step forward and come be CASA advocates.
I think that's critically important. And Jaime, tell me a story about how a man helped a child in CASA.
Absolutely. We don't have as many men as we would like. One of the things that I want to say before we even get to the story is that men can make such a difference in a child's life. We live in a society that we all can, you know, we hear it all the time. Absent parents, absent fathers, really. In the male role model that makes a difference in the life of a child is crucial, is critical. And so we have, you know, there's so many stories I could tell you, but I'm going to relate one. There's it's a case where the child was removed from CPS, went into care, and very sad story, the kind of neglect that this child experienced is heartbreaking. And so once we get a case like that, we assign an advocate just like Abdel. And they begin to work with the child and the family and the courts and all the people that are surrounding this child with services, whether it be a therapist or a teacher or whoever. And so this particular kid was having a really hard time. And the advocate began to work with this kid from the beginning of the case, talking to him, talking to the people that are surrounding him. And one of the sad things that happens with children is when they're in care is that they get moved from placement to placement. And when the placement, it breaks down, something happens, the child needs to be moved for different reasons, the advocate, it's there with that child the whole time. Sometimes in cases you have where the caseworker, the CPS caseworker changes 3, 4, 5 times. But the advocate is the constant person in that child's life. And that's the case with this particular case. The kid, you know, was in care. He was having a hard time. CPS changed like 3 or 4 times. Not on their, you know, it's not their fault. There's many things that goes with that. But, you know, the advocate was there with him the whole time. The kid was moved, I believe, 5 or 6 times, 5 or 6 different placements. And every time the child is moved, it's more trauma. Because they're,
oh Lord, yeah,
they're leaving behind all the things that they knew. Imagine that you are in your home, and then here comes your child, and here comes someone that you don't know, takes you away from your mom and dad, takes you away from the things you know, your friends, because that's all that disappears. They take you away. You don't have your dog anymore. You don't have any of your toys anymore. You don't know anyone, and you're plugged into a home that is complete strangers. You see what I'm saying? That's the picture that you have to get. And here comes this new person. They come into your life, and they stay with you the whole process. They'll be with you when whether you change CPS workers or you change placement or anything like that. And in this particular case, this advocate stood with this kid, and he saw him through the whole process. And the kid began to make changes in his life, and he graduated from high school and went into college. And one of the things that this individual wanted, he wanted his advocate there for his graduation.
Oh, wow. What a story. Right. Was that? I think that's critically important.
It's a big part of the reason why I became a CASA. When I heard that during the training that the kids will go through several people in their lives, but there always have be one CASA, I was like, wow, one steady individual in their lives is fantastic.
Yes. I want to talk more about then the experience and some of the things do you do. Do you take them to like baseball games? Do you take them to picnics? Do you include them in events and things going on with your family? I'd like to know more about that as we not only advocate for those who advocate for the little ones, we're advocating to get volunteers for CASA. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. I'm here with two great men from CASA, Jaime and Abdel. We'll be right back after these words from all of our sponsors. We're so thrilled to be with you today on Alliance for the Brave.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tweets his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is set for the 27th and 28th of February in Hanoi. He says, quote, I look forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Nancy Lieberman Charity's Dream Ball will honor legends Julius Erving and Ice Cube.
I'm just looking forward to being a part of something special, this event that Nancy is so passionate about.
The source of that passion is the kids Nancy Lieberman Charities helps by building basketball courts and giving them tools to further their educations. Join our team February 18th at the Bomb Factory for an evening of inspiration and superstars. Purchase a table at nancylibermancharities.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as a relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, capacity and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
This is Jim Blythe, and we're talking about court-appointed special advocates. And we've got Jaime Hernandez and Abdel Castellano. I'm so thrilled to have you guys back on board. You know, we were kind of in the break, and a thought came to my mind. We live in this beautiful tapestry of international humanity here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Not like where you grew up in New Jersey, but it's so huge, and we have so many people. We used to live in the Vickery area of Dallas, where there's like 63 countries represented in that area where a lot of refugees are brought in. And you guys are looking for volunteers that are multilingual, not just Spanish, but other nationalities as well, right, Jaime?
Yeah, that's true. And one of the needs that CASA has is there's three things really that we are always looking for. We're always looking for men. You know, the male role model for children is critical. And so having an advocate that can provide that is amazing. Then we have sometimes every family goes through stuff. Every family from any nation. And so when those families come here to the United States, sometimes, you know, situations happen, things happen, and their children end up in the care of the state. And so those families need someone that can speak to, you know, to the culture and speak to their language also. And so when we have an advocate that is able to communicate not only with the child, but they can communicate with the family, that's also really great.
Mm-hmm. Abdel, you were telling me a situation about a child you translated for.
Yes. So when I was an intern at CASA, I was asked to go translate for an advocate. So I went with the advocate on the drive. And there's just something that the advocate paid attention to detail and noticed that there was something that was missing. And when I finally sat down with the family and I started to translate for them in Spanish, I could see the dad was a bit hesitant to kind of tell me what was going on. And then finally his spouse spoke up and said he doesn't understand what the caseworker from Child Protective Services is saying to him in English, but he doesn't know or is in fear that he might not get his child back. And he was on track to do so. And so he hasn't requested a Spanish-speaking caseworker. I looked right at him and I said, hey, like, this is a detriment to your case. Like, you are allowed to ask for a bilingual caseworker, and it really changed things for the case. Like, and it's definitely helped the family that was in the process of doing reunification.
Mm-hmm. So bilingual is terribly important, not just Spanish, but you mentioned other things.
Yes, we have. There are cases that are from other countries. We've had cases, you know, CPS has cases with families that are from Africa. And, you know, Africa is very diverse and there's different languages. There are families that are from, the Middle East even. There are families that have cases with CPS. And so when you have, or Vietnam, for example, when you have someone that is there, I can share a story. I was a CPS caseworker. And somehow the child in the case that I had, the children spoke only Spanish. They were placed in a placement that was English speaking. So you imagine a 3, 5, they were at the time they were 3, 5, and 7. And they were placed in this place that they couldn't communicate with them. They just didn't, the family where the child was placed, where the children were placed, didn't speak any Spanish. And so when I go there as a CPS caseworker for the first time, and I start talking to them in Spanish, their eyes, you know, lit up.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you know, it's like, oh, my God, someone that speaks, you know, that we can communicate with. So that sometimes that happens, and sometimes that happens where our advocates are the ones that can communicate with the children. And so that's why we're always looking for people that not only have a heart for it, but they also have certain, you know, skills that will be helpful for the case. It's not a, you know, a drop-down requirement, but it's something that is very, very helpful. And that's why we kind of talk about, you know, we need people from the African-American community, and we need people from the
African community.
Yeah, exactly.
And African American community, but yeah. You need some people that probably speak Senegal and speak in Nigerian or
yes.
Kenyan dialect.
Right, that's correct.
And I would imagine that is tough to find people like that.
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult, and the thing is that, you know, we don't have a lot of cases of that. It's, you know, one here, one there. Maybe two or three, but if you have an advocate that can, you know, navigate that and help the child and help the family navigate our system.
All right, guys, let me ask you a question. How do you get signed up, and then what is the training? They don't just throw you in there, do they?
No. So the first step is to visit the website, speakupforachild.org, and then you will click on the Get Involved tab. And then you will sit in a one-hour information session, and then afterwards you'll submit an application. You will do somewhat of an informal interview process. They'll kind of go through some questions, try to vet you. And then if you're accepted, you go through a 36-hour pre-service training, and then you get to swear in as a CASA.
Wow. And basically, though, you being a volunteer, you got your intern needs done for your college degree, correct? Mm-hmm.
I did. It was very fortunate the way it worked out for me to do both. So I actually did an internship while I did volunteer work. But a big part of the reason why I stay on at CASA is because I feel it's our obligation, at least for any individual out there who's gone through any sort of hardship in their life as a child. It's our job to pay it forward to these children and to show them that there's actually hope on the other side if they're willing to step forward and say, hey, I see what you're going through. Although it's not exactly the same, just know that through me, there is something there. You can see that there is hope at the end of this process.
Wow. This is so important. And one of the reasons this is so near and dear to my heart is for about 15 years, I volunteered and taught in a halfway house for teenage boys coming out of the Texas prison system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I realized was the male influence in their family was not there. So the influence they had was in a very negative culture, was in the criminal element, because mm-hmm. it just gravitates. It grabs these kids in a heartbeat.
It does. And one thing that is, you know, very interesting to see and is heartbreaking also is that sometimes the parents that have their children removed, they at some point were involved in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, it's like that, you know, that perpetuation of the same. You know, it's a cycle that is really hard to, you know, to break and to stop, because some of those parents that were either neglecting their children or abusing their children, they were neglected or abused as a child, and so they're just repeating what happened in their life.
My buddy Travis Wortham, who is superintendent of Cottrell House, and then my mentor Papa Lou, they told me repeatedly, "Hey, we had this young man's father, we had this young man's family
mm-hmm.
in here
mm-hmm.
20 years ago."
Right.
And how that cycle repeats. And so what CASA is trying to do is be that advocate for the child. So you go through an extensive training program, mm-hmm. but nobody can train a heart like you guys have got.
Yeah, I know. It's you got to have something within yourself to want to go ahead and do this, because this isn't just like any other volunteer experience. There's definitely time that you have to commit. But I always tell people, if time's an issue, maybe take that hour away from Netflix or that hour away from Hulu and put it towards
right.
towards doing some volunteer work. But the things we do and the commitment that's needed to do this is, yeah.
One of the things that we get from gentlemen, from men, is, oh, man, I'm too busy. I got this going on and that going on and all that going on. And one of the things, one of the answers that we have for that is like, you know, we do what we really want to do. Because if you're that busy, but you still sit down and watch TV for a couple of hours, you make time for that, right? That's your decision. You're not doing anything else. You're going to sit down and watch this TV. You can make that same decision to help a child. Instead of investing those 2 hours in front of the TV or whatever it is, then you can take those same 2 hours. Because really, you know, we were talking in the break about training and how it goes and what's the process. And so, you know, you do the 36 hours and whatnot, but we don't leave it at that. You're still in training. You can ask Abdel.
Right.
You're always learning. So through the process, while you're an advocate, you're still being trained because it's a process where you learn about the legal system and you learn about how the children are taken care of by CPS. You learn about the therapeutic part of it. You learn about the trauma. I mean, you're continuing. We have 12 hours of continued training that they have to do through the year. And so there's a lot of learning that goes on. And in the break, I remember you were talking about, you know, can you take a child somewhere or, you know, take him to an outing or whatnot? And in the training, you learn that in CASA of Tarrant County, we don't, you know, we don't take the children anywhere, but you can go to whatever activity they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a game and the advocate is there, that's more support for them. If they have a play that they have in school, the advocate is there. And it's some constant in their life that is always, you know, giving positive feedback and, you know, pushing them, egging them on and telling them, you're great. You know, what happened to you is not you.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I think about that from...
Yeah, it sounds like it becomes a lifelong relationship.
Oh, for sure. I think about the case that I just took on. We just held what they call a placement party for this child, and they just got a new foster home, and I was present. And I had a moment where I said, hey, would you like to walk with me to the car? I have to grab some business cards. And he said, absolutely. He put his hand on my shoulder and he said, I'm just so happy to see you here.
Wow.
And that stuck with me because I just couldn't believe it. I was like, we just met. I had an opportunity to be authentic with him probably about a week and a half beforehand. But just to be present at this party for him to know I'm going to be here and we're going to make this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was good.
I mean, one other good story. We were talking about stories earlier. One of the things that the children realize is that the work that the advocates do, they're not being paid. They're doing it out of their heart. And I remember I heard this story several times where the child goes to the advocate and said, why are you here? Why are you coming to my events? Why are you here? Who's paying you? Are you getting paid? And they actually ask their advocate, are you getting paid to do this? And they can't believe that there's someone there for them that has no other interest than their best interest.
And why do you care?
Exactly.
Why do you even care?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But where do you guys see this phenomena going maybe 5 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
What type of, and alongside that, what type of dent or what type of legislation would you like to see during that process?
I could imagine seeing all these kids with a home, a permanent home, and then, or if not, at least every kid with a CASA, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one of our goals is, when you look at the numbers again, right now we have more than 400 children that are waiting for an advocate.
Mm.
And
really?
More than 400 children are waiting for an advocate.
Wow.
And so, I mean, that doesn't mean that there's 400 cases. That means that sometimes you have a family and there's 5 children in one case. But if they have a CASA, and when you look at the statistical numbers and the data that is out there and research that has been done, all the numbers that you see, when a child that is in care has a CASA, they do better academically. They do better in their relationships because they have that someone, that constant person in their life helping them through this horrible experience, really. It's like someone is walking with you through a storm. And that person is right there constantly with you, helping you through, telling you, you know, step here. And sometimes these children cannot express what's going on, you know, in their lives. And the CASA is there to voice that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I heard you just say? You're helping that child to be a victor, not a victim.
That's right.
And that child is a victim.
Yes.
Of all kinds of abuse, right, Jaime?
They have been, yeah. But you know, when you help them, you help them see themselves greater than what happened to them.
Jaime, a number of years ago, I talked with a psychologist, and she was talking about how so many women, she said 3 out of 4, which just blew me away, young women by the age of 14 should have had child protective services called, not just for sexual, but for physical, mental, verbal abuses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is such a terrible thing of a, it's almost like an epidemic in our culture. And it's not just white or black or brown or yellow or green or mm-hmm, turquoise. Mm-hmm. We don't have that guy from space here yet, but I understand there's a professor from MIT who said they're coming. That's a joke, guys. But it's important. The other thing that I would like to be an advocate of building Team CASA. You know, we got Team Rubicon. Excuse me. We got the mission continues. Why can't we have Team CASA?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Love military that. Veterans.
Right.
Standing up for children.
That's right.
Well, my throat's going. Ron, take us out because I'm about to choke.
Please don't go away. Keep your pencils and papers nearby. We're going to be sharing the contact information for you one more time. But very quickly, you can go to AllianceForTheBrave.com if you need some help with the links. We'll be right back.
Cody & Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace and did it go... Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody & Sons Plumbing. You deserve better than good, better than great. You deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet cake ball. These exclusive floor coatings are three times harder than your concrete. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. I own the place. Call me, 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. Leaders must find a way or make one. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Nothing can stop you. Leaders must adapt. They must improvise. They must overcome. Find a way or make one. Leaders are expected to do this. If you want to lead, this is what you have to do. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe, and it is my joy today to be joined with Ron Abrams, the Texas Veterans Commission. You're the employment coordinator.
Yes, district outreach coordinator.
And joining me, Jaime Hernandez and Abdel Casiano, two great guys. Abdel, we met before.
Yes, sir.
It's always a blast to have you around. And I want to say a special thank you again to Rhonda Agmillian of Brandy, Inc. for being the advocate who came to our attention marketing this. What a great, great opportunity to talk about CASA, which is Child Appointed Special Advocate. Guys, we've only got a couple of minutes. Let's wrap it up. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for men. We're looking for multicultural men, bilingual men. We're looking for not only Hispanic, but African Americans who would relate to a child in that culture. We're looking for men from Zimbabwe, men from Rhodesia, men from places where children would not understand necessarily our American culture. We're looking for people.
And you're only asked to do how many hours per month?
Yeah, really. I mean, it takes about 12 to 14 hours a month. You know, your advocacy time would be in that basically, you know, going to court once every quarter or so. Mm-hmm. Those court hearings are scheduled ahead, you know, in advance so you can plan for them. And then the time that you take just to go see the child for an hour, depending on, you know, what the situation is, where they're placed, you see them once a month. Or you can see them once every 3 months, depending on where they are. Also, you spend a little bit of time, you know, typing down, talking about what you did. You know, it's important to register, log all that stuff that you have been, you know, communicating.
All right. A fun thing, because we were just talking about a fun thing, and anybody who's military has been trained in firearms. And that's an opportunity to do clay shooting for CASA?
That's right. March 29th.
All right, you want to go to speakupforachild.org. That information is going to be on our website of Alliance for the Brave. My wife's going to put it on jimblythe.net. Awesome. I think it's important for you to know what you can do to help the next generation who really needs help.
Team CASA.
Team CASA.
All right, we're going to organize. We're going to go out to our VFW, our IAVA, every group, and we're going to have a Team CASA of military veterans to stand in the breach for our children. This is Jim Blythe saying, what a great day we've had. I have a special prayer for our active duty military, our veterans, our first responders. God, thank you for these men and women who keep us safe and keep them protected. On earth and sky and sea, we are there for you. This is Alliance for the Brave.
Lord, so proudly we hail. At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars. Let's get it in. Game proof through the night.